May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 1131. We have thy promise, gracious Lord, thou wilt be where thy people meet. O then fulfil thy gracious word and make our happiness complete. 1131.
Thank you. Let us read together from the Word of God, from the Book of the Lamentations of Jeremiah, chapter 3. The Lamentations of Jeremiah, chapter 3. I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. He hath builded against me, compassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in dark places, as they that be dead of old. He hath hedged me about, that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. Also, when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. It was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and a lion in secret places. He hath turned aside my ways and poured me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He hath bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people, and their song all the day. He hath filled me with bitterness, hath made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones, hath covered me with ashes. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forget prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord, remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath them still in remembrance, and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach. For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause the Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass when the Lord commandeth it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways, and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. We have transgressed and have rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned. Thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us. Thou hast slain, thou hast not pitied. Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud that our prayer should not pass through. Thou hast made us as the offscouring and refuse in the midst of the people. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and a snare has come upon us, desolation and destruction. Mine eye runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. Mine eye trickleth down and ceaseth not without any intermission, till the Lord look down, and behold from heaven. Mine eye affecteth mine heart, because of all the daughters of my city. Mine enemies chase me sore, like a bird without cause. They have cut off my life in the dungeon, and cast a stone upon me. Waters flowed over mine head. Then I said, I am cut off. I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thine ear at my breathing, at my cry. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidst, fear not. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me. Thou hast heard their reproach, O Lord, and all their imaginations against me. The lips of those that rose up against me, and their device against me all the day. Behold, they're sitting down, and they're rising up. I am their music. Render unto them a recompense, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. Give them sore of heart, thy curse unto them. Persecute and destroy them in anger from under the heavens of the Lord. The Lord bless to us the reading of his word and help us now in prayer. Kind and gracious, merciful Lord God, through thy goodness and mercy and kindness, we come and gather together once more in thy house this evening hour. And once more, Lord, oh, and as we've been singing, Lord, thy blessing we ask. Oh, thou hast promised to meet then with two or three that gather together in thy name. Oh, we're a little more than that two or three, but we do pray just the same, that thou wilt come and gather with us and make thy presence to be known and felt. And may each of us hear thy voice, Lord Jesus, the voice of the only begotten Son of God, the voice of love and mercy, the voice of peace, pardon, the voice of comfort and consolation. Oh, we pray then that thou wilt draw near and nigh unto us here this evening hour. and pray, dear Lord, that thou art bless our souls. Lord, because we come, because we're fast hating on to eternity. We want, Lord, to hear thy word. We want some sweet, blessed assurance that our names are found recorded in some humble place beneath the Saviour's blood. What assurance that we are indeed amongst thy sons and daughters. We want, Lord, assurance that we are, that there is a place prepared for us in heaven in glory. But Lord, sometimes we can truly say, and there I long to be like the dear apostle when he wrote to the Philippians, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. Oh, we pray, Lord, that thou hear our prayer, to be with Christ, which is far better. Oh, Lord, when this poor lisping, stammering tongue lies silent in the grave, then in a nobler, sweeter song I'll sing to him that died to save. Oh, but we know not what a day nor an hour may bring forth. Maybe, dear Lord, as the dear apostle said there, there's more needful for him to remain amongst you. And we pray, dear Lord, that we may indeed be found submissive to thy heavenly mind and will. Oh, Lord, but to continue labouring in thy name, to point to thy redeeming blood and say, behold the way to God. Oh, that sinners may be graciously affected, oh, in hearing thy word, thy voice, the voice of the Son of God. My Lord, again, Peter, Lord, to whom else can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And Lord, it's those words we come as a chapel tonight to hear, the words of eternal life, so that we are fitted and prepared for heaven and for glory. Then, Lord, do graciously help, do mercifully appear, and do abundantly bless, we pray. Oh, that we may be found at last, Lord, like dear Jacob. Why, we read of him that, having blessed his sons, he gathered up his feet at the bed and gave up the ghost. Oh, Lord, we do pray that our end may be such, Lord, that we may indeed be found with Christ. Lord, do then help us and do bless. Be near us, Lord Jesus. Ah, Lord, but we're here, Lord, on this earth, and we've got a body of sin and death. We've got many sins and iniquities. And, dear Lord, we read in thy word that there is nothing that defileth can enter into heaven. So, Lord, we're defiled throughout by sin and by our very birth unclean. And so we come to thee, Lord Jesus, that thou would take us and wash us and cleanse us in that blessed fountain open for sin and uncleanness to the house of David and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. Our Lord, thou knowest all about as we confess our sin before thee. And oh, we pray that thou grant to us, Lord, a true broken spirit and contrite heart. There may be, Lord, like that dear woman we mentioned on last night, Lord. Oh, that there were those tears. She washed thy feet with her tears. She wiped with the hairs of her head. Oh, those tears of godly sorrow and repentance. May we know it, Lord. Oh, here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies and past offences pain mine eyes. Oh, and we pray then that thou hear our prayer. And oh, we pray that like her, Lord, each soul here tonight may hear thy sins are forgiven thee. Amazing grace, How sweet the sound, to say the wretch like me, I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see. Then, dear Lord, do bless. Again, Lord, we pray, that remember thy people here as they've come to chapel tonight. Oh, those who have come seeking a portion for their souls, hungering and thirsting, their soul fainting within them. Then, Lord, it reads, and then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses. May it be so here tonight, Lord. Those that have come crying unto thee, give me Christ or else I die. Been crying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Crying for a blessed divine revelation of Christ, formed in their heart the hope of glory. Lord, don't send anyone empty away. May they go home, oh, full of the blessing of God that makes rich, adding no sorrow therewith. Then, Lord, do be with them, we pray. Remember them each, Lord, we ask. Oh, we think, dear Lord, of the children that were with us yesterday. Lord, and they're not with us tonight, and we understand exactly why. Lord, and parent is looking after them. And we do pray, Lord, that thou bless the children. Oh, and they may have that good thing in their heart to the Lord God of Israel. Ah, Lord, they're varying ages. But oh, it may be, Lord, that they've been born into this world only to be born again of the Holy Spirit of God. And they may be, Lord, in the fullness of time, thy time. They may be, Lord, raised up to be pillars here in the house of God. Lord, do then blessedly help each one. And Lord, and help the parents in bringing up their children in the fear and the admonition of the Lord. Help them, Lord, and give them that wisdom. Wisdom to say yes, and wisdom when to say no. Lord, do help, do remember them indeed. We do pray, Lord, that thou remember then their friends here, the Lord office, undertake for them and help them in all their cares, burdens, anxieties. Be near them, be gracious to them, we pray, and blessedly help, we ask. Oh, Lord, and in any particular trial or trouble or difficulty, do appear. Do make crooked things straight, rough places plain. And be near them, Lord, we pray. Lord, thou knowest each and all. Lord, and there's thy people. Lord, we think of those, Lord, are persecuted in other lands. Do remember them. Do help them. Do appear for them. Oh, and pray, blessedly help. Our Lord, and there are some, Lord, that are persecuted here in this our land. And some, dear Lord, sometimes are persecuted by their own family. Oh, we pray, dear Lord, that thou graciously help and blessedly uphold. Oh, and give them, Lord, that help that cometh from above. Oh, that they may prove that I have laid help upon one that is mighty. Then be near. And Lord, we do pray that remember those away, present times, seeking some rest and change. Lord, we do pray that they may be revived in body and spirit. And we pray thou bless their souls, and bring them home again in peace and safety at the appointed time. And then, dear Lord, there are those that mourn the loss of near and dear ones. Again, we think of the dear Mercer family down at Eastbourne, and we pray for the dear widow. We pray for the dear pastor at Eastbourne. We pray for the other members of the family as well, Lord. Oh, we do pray thou work graciously in their hearts, and may their father's death, Lord, ring an alarm bell in their hearts, that they too have to face death. And where would their soul be? Oh, Lord, if they're unconcerned, we do pray thou bring them into a concern. And Lord, they may indeed return to their Father's house and worship the true and the living God. Do appear for them. Lord, we got no stones to throw at them or anyone else. But Lord, we do plead that thou would pluck them as brands for the burning. And Lord, there are many others here and there, Lord, some old and some young. Lord, that have left and forsaken the house of God. Lord, do work graciously. Do appear. Do bless. Do snatch out that right hand out of thy bosom and work salvation in our midst. And oh, that there may be those that will come, Lord, and declare what thou hast done for their soul. Pray then that thou hear prayer. Lord, for all in trials, troubles, and difficulties, make a way, overturn the evil designs of men for them, Lord, and make thy goodness pass before them in the way. Lord, and do bring peace and reconciliation to and for thy people in their varied pathways in life. That we pray for all in sickness and affliction, for thy hand and heal. Those that, Lord, carry their afflictions continually with them, give them strength equal to the day and grace to endure to the end. Blessedly help. We do pray thou remember our nation also, appear for us. Thou knowest and seest the chaos, Lord, that we are in politically. Do arise for our and oh, out of all this seeming chaos, dear Lord, could it please thee to cause men's heart? Lord, we think, Lord, of thy word that men's hearts fail. And Lord, and no doubt there's many hearts fail today. And Lord, and we do pray that thou would, oh, sanctify all these things, Lord, these things that have happened to us as a nation of late, may they be sanctified and men's hearts and our heart. We're all members of the nation, Lord. Oh, we may have our hearts turned unto God and godliness. We thank thee for all the mercies, thy care and keeping, thy provision, watching overhand. Thank thee for thy word. Thank thee for an open Bible in the house of God. Lord, we thank thee that we can assemble where none dares lawfully make us afraid. But Lord, we are also conscious of this, that there are those that would unlawfully make us afraid. So, Lord, we pray for thy divine care, keeping and thy protection. Lord, thou surround us with thy loving care and thy keeping. And Lord, do help us now. We're not multiplying any more words, but just plead with thee once more that thou would come and fulfil thy blessed word and promise. Thou hast said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Then come and open one's mouth. Touch my lips with that live coal from off that heavenly altar. As we plead, the dear woman who cried, Lord, help me. We ask all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hymn 798. Faith in Jesus can repel the darts of sin and death. Faith gives victory over hell. But who can give us faith? Hope in Christ the soul revives, supports the spirits when they droop. Hope celestial comfort gives, but who can give us hope? 798.
Dependence upon the Lord for all needed help. I ask your very prayerful attention to the chapter we read, Lamentations chapter 3, and I read verse 58. Lamentations 3, verse 58. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. This short book here, Lamentations, called the Lamentations of Jeremiah, and it is often said that Jeremiah was the weeping prophet. And if you care to read the prophecy, why, you can see why he wept. He wept much over Jerusalem. Why? Because the Lord was foretelling, prophesying that he would indeed lead the children of Israel into captivity. And it was Jeremiah's duty, responsibility, to make these things known in his day. And he wasn't liked for doing so. And you read chapters 37 and 8 in particular, and you find there what they did to the poor man. They led him down in a dungeon. He was taken out, only to be let down into another dungeon where there was no stand, and he was let down into deep mire. There was no bread for him. Oh, it's no wonder he was called the weeping prophet. It's no wonder what he says to us here in these verses. Verse 54, waters flowed over mine head. And I said, I am cut off. Why, yes, and one and another, they may well feel at times to be cut off. But we notice this here. What he says, I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Yes, I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. You'll remember that dear Jonah was in the whale's belly, and he indeed called upon the Lord. As he says, out of the belly of hell cried I. The psalmist in Psalm 130 says, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. And it is the experience very often of God's dear people in their lifetime to feel to be in the depths, to be in the dungeon, to be forsaken, to be forgotten, and to be forgotten of God. And why, and that is the most painful experience and exercise there is. But you notice here, whilst he said, I call on thy name, he says in the following verse, thou hast heard my voice, hide not thine ear at my breathing, at my cry. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidst, fear not. Why, going back, why, to verse 18, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. It's where he was. His ear. Such a poor soul as that here tonight. My strength, my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction, my misery, the wormwood, the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. Yes, even in these dark, dark places, a poor sinner has a hope. Yes, we won't say what the hymn writer says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness, but dear friends, it is that, is it not? If your hope and mind, your soul, is not there, oh, but a hope that the Lord will appear, that my dust he'll raise, and glory he'll give, and I to his praise in heaven shall live, and there he'll deliver my soul from all fear, and to me wherever the Lord will appear. Now drew his near, in the day that I called upon thee, thou saidst, fear not. Jeremiah then, in the dungeon, sunk in deep mire. We don't read there that he prayed, but we read here that he prayed. Oh, there in the deep waters, in the mire. And he cried to the Lord. Yes. And you say, and he knew this, thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidst, fear not. Why, holy, just, righteous Lord God draws near, yes, even to a poor sinner, defiled throughout by sin, and by their very birth unclean. And we don't necessarily have to be like Jeremiah, and to be literally let down in the dungeon and into the mire. But that mire of sin and iniquity that is found in your heart and mine. Yes, it's found there in the poor soul. Oh, a stench of sin and iniquity. By a very birth unclean, and I called. Yes. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee. What were we trying to say last night? That he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Yes, dear soul, he does. Yes, dear soul, and he sees every situation that you and I might, may, and do come into. And he knows the end from the beginning. Yes. Why was Jeremiah let down in the dungeon? Because of speaking God's word in faithfulness. And the word was rejected. We read about the Lord Jesus, they would not have this man to rule and reign over them. But poor Jeremiah. But to come to you and I, poor soul. Yes, with that stench, that mire that's found within our heart. All that uncleanness. Yes. You know, one thinks of the the dear man in the gospel, he was full of leprosy. Yeah. So there was not only leprosy on his outside, there was leprosy inside. Yes, oh, what is it the hymn writer says? The dire contagion fills the veins. Yes, the dire contagion fills the veins. It was not only his feet going. This so simple, but it's so such an illustration of our walk, is it not? We walk where we ought not. Yes. Our hands, we do things that we ought not. We sit where we ought not. We look at that which we ought not. We think of those things that we ought not. So we're full of leprosy. This that is found within us, this polluted breast of yours and mine. But as we were trying to speak and set forth yesterday, why, you see, when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. And you see, and now the Lord, he appears in his glory and he gathers the most unlikely. Not the man, the woman, that poor fallen mankind would judge to be suitable to enter heaven and to glory. You know, if that was left to man, what a mess they'd make of it. But here's, oh, thank be to God, it's not left to man. But you see, there's this here, when I called, when in the day that I called upon thee, thou saidst, fear not. You see, he will and he does regard the prayer of the destitute. And regards the prayer then of his people, those that he's quickening to divine life, and those that he will quicken into divine life. He will hear their voice. He will call them. They call upon him. How they call. Why, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Lord, help me. Lord, save me. Lord, appear. Lord, speak to my soul. Bless me. Speak peace and pardon. Whatever this all it is, and how you and I pray. I called upon thee, and thou said, fear not. It says, fear not. Oh, amazing grace. That such a soul should have the word of God's grace spoken right into their heart. Why, here's a man in the dungeon. Yes. Sunk in deep mire. You poor soul, you're not literally sunk in deep mire, but you may feel, poor soul, tonight, because of that wretched man that is within you, to be sunk in deep mire. You're like the dear Apostle Paul, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this sin and death? And the Lord said, fear not. Yes, dear soul, what does the Lord say indeed unto his people? He says to them, fear not. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. I am with thee. Yes, dear soul, here in the deep mire. Bringing thy soul out of prison. I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. But then, there's this text. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Yes. He remembers us in our lowest state, for his mercy endureth forever. He remembered dear Jeremiah in his lowest state, there in the dungeon, sunk in the deep mire. And dear soul, blessed be his glorious name, he remembers poor sinners still, it that are sunk in deep mire, in that, oh, in all that sin and iniquity that's found within them. Back here, I noticed this afternoon, here in Isaiah 51, where the righteous are exalted, to trust and pray unto the Lord. But then, at the end of the chapter, there is a very blessed, gracious promise. One of those promises that dear Peter describes as an exceeding great and precious promise. The Lord says this, therefore now hear this, thou afflicted, and drunken, but not with wine. Thus saith the Lord thy God. Thus saith the Lord and thy God, that pleadeth the cause of his people. That pleadeth the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken thee out of the hand, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling of my fury, and thou shalt drink it no more. Yes, dear soul, there's peace, there's pardon, there's forgiveness. The vilest sinner out of hell that lifts to feel his need is welcome to the throne of grace, the Saviour's blood to plead. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. I want the Lord to help us to look at perhaps just one or two instances in the Word of God. Thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Why, indeed, see, the Lord works on behalf of his people. What do we read there in Isaiah 43, about the middle of the chapter, about verse 13, I think it is. I will work, and who shall let it? Yes. Ah, dear soul, and this blessed work of his is his intercession. This is here, the dear Lord, the Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Why, the children of Israel, they were there in Egypt in bondage, were they not? And the Lord remembered his covenant toward them. Yes, and he calls Moses from the backside of the desert. I have surely seen, let's make sure we get this correct. Why, he says to Moses, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, and I know their sorrows, and I am come down to deliver them. Yes, dear soul, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Dear soul, any poor soul here tonight, is this your affliction, like dear Jeremiah, you're sunk in deep mire? Oh, that wretched man within, I have surely seen. This is the Lord speaking, dear soul. The Lord speaking, maybe speaking a word to your poor, never dying soul tonight. I have surely seen. You know, when we want to assure somebody that we've seen something or done something, we don't just say, well, I've seen it. It said, and neither does the Lord, dear soul. It says, I've surely seen. Make no mistake about it, I've seen. Yes. My people, which are, I've seen the affliction. He's seen the affliction, dear soul. And he knows all about it. And he's heard thy prayer. He's seen thy tears. And I'll add unto thy days 15 years. Seen. And I've heard, you say. And I've heard their cry. Yes, you heard Jeremiah's cry. Yes, from the dungeon. From the deep mire. He heard Jonah's prayer from the whale's belly, and say, my soul, why not for thee? Dear soul, he is a prayer hearing and a prayer answering God. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Again, there's this thought. You read this at the end of Psalm 109, and it reads there that he stands by the right hand of the poor. He stands by the right hand of the poor. Now, there's a poor woman in the gospel, and that poor woman has committed adultery. And there are those self-righteous ones that bring her to Christ. Yes. And they say to him that Moses says we should stone her to death. But what sayest thou? But, you know, he ignored them, didn't he? He wrote on the ground with his finger. They continue asking. He that was out sin amongst you, let him cast the first stone. Being convinced, convicted, they all go out. We're not told how many there were, but they've all gone out. And there's Jesus left with this poor, no doubt, poor, trembling woman. She was verily guilty. But, you know, what does another part of God's word say? Their sin shall not be mentioned unto them. What did Christ say to her? It was theirs, wasn't it? Hath no man condemned thee? No, Lord. Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Say, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. He stands, dear soul, at their right hand to defend them. Left to those, they would have stoned her to death. Yes. But this is a chosen vessel of mercy. Oh, and how we prove, do we not, throughout the Word of God, that God moves in a mysterious way, His wonders to perform. Here are sinners of the deepest dye, and they bring a poor woman to Christ. You think of it. The Lord uses poor, guilty man to bring a poor, guilty woman to Himself. His ways are past finding out. Oh, blessed be His name. Thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. And again, one thinks of dear Peter, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Why, and yes, and you know, poor dear Peter is very bold, isn't he? And sometimes you and I are left to carnal boldness, aren't we? Lord, I'll go to prison, I'll go to death. I'll not deny thy name. But what did Christ say? Peter, Satan hath desired to have thee, that he may, now the words of God, Satan hath desired to have thee, that he may sift thee as wheat, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. I have prayed for thee. O Lord, hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Yes. You know, and I don't know whether there's anybody in here tonight that thinks that that just applies to Peter. Well, let me tell you, it doesn't. No. Some of God's dear people, why, they've been left, yeah, to sin, to transgress. And who had previously thought that, yes, just like perhaps many today, that applies to Peter only. But, I thought that they were all right and that they could manage their own affairs, that they could conduct themselves rightly before men. But they proved that they haven't. And whatever it may have been, whatever sin, backsliding, denying the Lord, and bringing shame. Yes, and then the Lord, in love and in mercy and in great compassion, because Peter and the like are found in that covenant of divine grace. Yes, and they are brought to godly sorrow and repentance. Oh, and it's here on my heart, Lord, the burden lies. Oh, and they turn again to the Lord. And they, like Peter, they go and weep bitterly. But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. You see, Peter failed. And perhaps I can say this to some of us, you and I have failed. is, oh, Peter's faith didn't fail. No. Judas Iscariot, his faith failed because he didn't have any. When he realised he had done wrong, what did he do? He went back to the chief priests and so on, and he put this money back there on the table. I'm guilty, I've shed innocent blood. He didn't go to the Lord. But thou hast pleaded the cause of my soul. I pray to thee that thy faith fail not. And gone back to the Lord with heart relenting, with grief, with sorrow, with a broken heart, crying with Paul then again, O wretched man that I am. Oh, and to think that you and I could be left to do such things. It makes us hang our head in shame. It does, doesn't it? But what did it read there in Psalm 1:3? Oh, but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. Peter's gone out and he's wept bitterly. He's like the dear woman. There are these tears of grief and of sorrow. And friends, and I've said this to myself many times. Oh, that I could get back there and weep and weep and weep. But you know, repentance is a gift of God. You might say you're sorry, but, dear soul, I hope it wasn't so many weeks ago, actually, that one felt so guilty about one's life, one's sins and iniquities and so on. And why, it was quite early in the morning, well, say early, it was 8, 9 o'clock, but quite early in the morning, I went into the bedroom and I suddenly had this grief. Oh, and I fell down before the Lord. Oh, and I wept bitterly. Oh, Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Friends, yes, I say that was a few weeks ago, but dear soul, you know, I'd love to get there again. To get there again. That grief for grieving him. Yes, that my sin was responsible for those nails in his hands and feet on Calvary's cross. But thou hast pleaded the cause of my soul. And dear Peter, again, why? The Lord's died on Calvary. He's risen again. And in Mark's Gospel, you read it like this. The angel appears to the women. And it was this command was given, go and tell his disciples and Peter. Heart is out, Peter, you're forgiven. Peter, you're loved with an everlasting love. Peter, you've been snatched as a brand from the burning. Your faith hasn't failed. You went there on your knees. You called upon the God of heaven. You called for the Lord to have mercy upon your poor, never dying soul. Yes. And the Lord heard, the Lord answers, and the Lord sent peace. Oh, blessed be his glorious name. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Let us come to this. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Why? So you come here to John 17. Ah, yes, I look here at verse 8 and those after. For I have given unto them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and have known surely that I came out from thee, and they have believed that thou didst send me. I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me. For they are thine, and all thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. Yes, and I'm glorified in them. Sinners snatched as brands from the burning. When the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. And I am glorified in them. These are trophies of his grace. Yes, you know, you look at the list of the disciples. You look at the followers of the dear Lord Jesus Christ. There's Mary Magdalene, out of whom was cast seven evil spirits. Yes. Amazing grace. Yeah, there's Matthew, the tax gatherer. Ah, dear son. And there's Peter, isn't there? A disciple. Yes, that has said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. I pray for them. I pray for them. Oh, mine are thine, and thine are mine. And I'm glorified in them. But we must come down here to this 24th verse here. He says here, Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. Father, I will that they also, those I've just mentioned. Poor sinners in Swayze Chapel tonight. Father, I will that they also. Ah, that thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. You know, you read there, we read it yesterday, didn't we? 1 Peter 2. No, we didn't read there, did we? But, however, there in 1 Peter 2, it reads this, doesn't it? Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious. Well, there you see, Peter speaks of the believers being precious, the Lord being precious unto them. But here, dear soul, in John 17, and particularly verse 24, you see a little how precious his people are to him. Yes. What did you sing last night? By covenant, transaction and blood, says Jesus, my people are mine. Their sin-bearing victim I stood, and for them my life did resign. Father, I will that they also. Yes. Yes, dear soul, they also. And they shall come which were ready to perish. Nicodemus comes to Jesus by night. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, are given yonder back in eternity past. Oh, Jesus, having loved his own, he loved them unto the end. Oh, and having loved them unto the end, he prays for them. Oh, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. The children of God long to be with Christ, which is far better. And dear soul, and the dear Saviour longs also that they should be with him, that they be with me where I am. Ah, in heaven, in glory, around his Father's throne, singing his praise through a never-ending eternity. Yes, that there's, they may behold my glory, which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Dear soul, have you? Have I? Have we got some little sweet blessed hope that he has pleaded your cause? And he stands at your right hand, and then he says, fear not, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness I have drawn thee. But we must just draw to a close. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Why, this whole, let the Lord help us once more to look at the blessed sufferings of Christ. We've just mentioned John 17. John 18 speaks of Jesus going into Gethsemane's garden. But, yes, dear soul, it was there, pleaded the causes of my soul. You know, that prayer that Jesus offered there to his Father, with his mouth in the dust, being in an agony, and he prayed more earnestly. Oh, dear soul, no tongue can tell the earnest prayer of the dear Lord Jesus Christ for his people. What did the prophet say about it? He said, this did he not? He shall see the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. And here's all there in Gethsemane's garden, with his mouth in the dust. He approaches his Father. Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. But here's all, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. What was the word that followed? Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Nevertheless, the dear psalmist says this in at the close of Psalm number 40. He says to us that these blessed words. Oh, where are they? Here. Why, I am poor and needy, yet the Lord thinketh upon me. I find it very humbling to think that my Lord, that my Saviour, my Redeemer, with all that he was passing through, should think upon me when in Gethsemane's garden with his mouth in the dust, when he's prayed, yet let this cup pass from me, yet he should say, nevertheless, not my will. He saw his people. He saw his bride. He saw his church. Is there any greater word in the whole of the scriptures of truth? I think not. Thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Ah, yes, dear soul, pleaded the cause of my soul. Nevertheless. Ah, yes. Ah, he saw his people. The people that he loved with an everlasting love. The people, yes, that had been in sin and iniquity, but the people that he came to redeem with his own precious blood on Calvary's cross. And so thrice forward and backward he goes as though he sought some help and man, uttering the same words. But then, dear soul, he goes forward. Arise and let us be going. Oh, and he goes then, he's arrested, he's cruelly treated, he's taken at last to Calvary, and there he suffers, bleeds and dies, pleading the causes of my soul. Yes, it was finished. Salvation's work was done, yes, for poor, guilty sinners sunk in sin's tremendous cell, snatched as brands from the burning, pulled out, yes, of the quarry of nature, but pulled out, oh, that loathsome stench of sin, and view Christ as the blessed Saviour, the Redeemer. Ah, yes, dear soul, we love him because he first loved us. Amen.
Willing, Mr. Wheatley is expected to preach next Lord's Day and Mr. Sayers next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 622. Poor fearful saint, be not dismayed, nor dread the dangers of the night. Thy God will ever be thy aid and put the hosts of hell to flight. 622.
Thank you.
humbly commend to thee this church and congregation as we take leave of them once more. We do pray, dear Lord, thy blessing to rest upon them, and that thou wilt grant that there may be souls for hire and seals to the ministry in this place. Lord, if it's thy will, may we meet again, and that thy name again may be honoured and glorified. Oh, to know that when the Lord shall build up Zion, he will regard the prayer of the destitute and not despise their prayer. Then thy name shall be praised. Now, Lord, take us home this night and take us home tomorrow, all in peace and safety. And now may the grace of the Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.